Hello, everyone, and welcome to the NFL's annual meeting in Boca Raton, Florida. Joining us, Packers President and Chief Executive Officer Mark Murphy. And Mark, you just had a general session to kind of officially kick off the meeting. Any points of interest coming out of that?
Yeah, you know, I think, first of all, the theme this year is Vision 2020. So it's a five-year plan taking us out through 2020. And, you know, really the main point is to make sure that the game stays strong. We're, knock on wood, the game is in good shape now. Went through a lot of statistics, ratings, the closeness of the games, things of that nature. And the message we've heard the last few years is we can't be complacent. And also there was a lot of time spent on safety issues, particularly concussions. There's no question, I think people realize that's by far the biggest threat to the game in the future. And, you know, the things that we've done to try to reduce or make the game safer, reduce concussions, and then also talked a lot about efforts at the youth and high school level to make sure that kids keep playing football and to focus on positive aspects of participating in football.
Mark, as far as the rest of the meeting goes, what's on the agenda that you consider highlights that you'd possibly share with our audience?
Sure. Yeah, it's, what's a little different is the kind of this vision or strategic planning process. There'll be an hour session, 3 days, so today and then Monday and Tuesday. A big part of this meeting is the rules proposals comes through the competition committee. The safety is, I think in the last 10 years there have been almost 40 rules changes that were focused on health and safety. A couple this year that kind of stand out to me, there's a proposal on the kickoff to have the touchback go to the 25. You look at the data, Larry, by far, and we've made some changes to the kickoff that I think have been very helpful. But it's by far the most dangerous play. So give people a little more of an incentive, to stay in the end zone. The chop block.
My favorite, Mark.
Larry, they think it might be. We'll see. I think
they'd have run me out of the league without the chop block.
Yeah, we've changed it a little bit. And, we watched a lot of film on it, Larry, and it's a dangerous play. You see some of the plays, and what we're talking about is when, an offensive lineman has a defensive player engaged and another player comes and goes low, a high-low block. And but there's some pushback on that. I think, offensive line coaches and others will say, if you're going to run the ball, you really have to have that block. So we'll discuss that. But, again, I think when you see some of the plays, it's not a play that should be in the game. And then the little change on the horse collar. That's a tackle that I used to do. I didn't know it was what it was called. It was grab onto anything you can. But we've seen a lot of really bad injuries where, players grab the horse collar and then kind of swing their legs into the back of the running back. And so the rule, it's going to be a fairly minor change. The rule as it stands now is you have to actually grab the collar inside the shoulder pads. Now if you grab the rule would be if you grab the nameplate or above and pull them down, that would also be considered a horse collar.
Mark, in looking at the proposals brought by individual teams, there still seems to be, especially from coaches I noticed, talk about expanding instant replay. Do you see any changes in that?
Well, that's something we've, on the committee, we spent a lot of time looking at instant replay. And if you look at it, a couple things. If you look back to the purpose of instant replay, it wasn't really to get every single call right. It's, when there's objective facts, you're inbounds, ball hit the ground, and for game-changing plays, you want to get those plays right. And, the other thing, if you look at it, with some of the changes we've made, we're reviewing a lot more plays now than we did in the past. With the automatic review now of all scoring plays and turnovers, but still, I think the flip side of it is, we have the technology. Why don't we use it? Let's get everything right. Our focus, though, I think, and this will be a good discussion we have, but I think from the committee's perspective, focus really is, you know, let's make the officiating as good as we can. Let's really focus on improving that. You know, one of the things that we see it, you know, see it with the catch, no catch controversy, with the quality of the cameras and the slow motion, you can see things now that you couldn't see when we were playing, Larry. It was actually, by the way, I'm glad we didn't have instant replay. I probably would have lost a few interceptions in my career, but. Yeah, it's really a hard job, and we want to make sure that we have rules that really are meant for officials making decisions at game speed, rather than, you know, somebody watching it in slow motion up in the box.
Mark, final thing for you. Sure. Are on the Management Council Executive Committee, the Competition Committee, the Health and Safety Committee. Mark, will you see the light of day while you're down here in sunny Florida?
Well, this is I have. You know, it's a little different. Normally, there's a week in between the competition committee meeting and then the annual meeting. This year, they're a little closer together. But we had about 3 or 4 days off, and my mother lives in the Clearwater area, Dunedin, Florida. So my wife, Lori, and I were able to drive over and see her. So that was kind of nice. So a little bit of a rest. But these meetings are important. And, you know, Roger kind of laid it out today that, you know, this is really kind of setting the tone for the future of the league.
Thank you, Mark. Mark Murphy and Larry McCarron for Packers.com.